The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a group of scientists, recorded July 7, 1976, in Baltimore, Maryland.
So we can, in this journal, we can publish from different disciplines of knowledge, from any branch of knowledge and principle.
Mm-hmm. Science, philosophy, yeah. Economics, sociology.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah. And this for the scholarly. For the academic, the scholarly community.
Yes, socially, you can preach how this chakra bandhang maya system gonna go
right, right.
How is scientific? In the society, there is actually we have just like why these maybe so-called scientists, but why the scientists are given so much importance? Because there is a brain. So if you make everyone equal, all sudras, then who is with the brain? The brain is required. That is Brahmana. So, this, not this brain. This brain is sudra brain for everyone. But when they, just like here is Dr. Sardhavala, you are here. So you are not scientist from the very birth. You have been trained on how to become a scientist. Similarly, the birth is there, whatever you may be, it doesn't matter. But you have to be trained on how to become first-class brain. That is Brahman. You have to become truthful, you have to become controller of the senses, and you have to become fully aware of things, of God, everything. Full knowledge, then you become brain. People give scientists so much importance because there is brain. So brain in the society, there must be brain. So without brain, how the society can go on? If you simply produce motor mechanics, then brain must be there, just like this is brain. Sanatana Goswami is asking, Kyane more japeta putra? This is brain. I don't want some uncomfortable situation where why it is enforced. But when you make research into that, that is brain. And if you wear like animals, all right, they are dragging me to this letter out, that's all right, let me know. That is not brain. Brain means that I am seeking after perfect happiness. Why I am not allowed to have this perfect happiness? That is brain. The question, if there is any remedy. When you are doing this, scientific brain means there are so many problems, they are trying to solve it. That requires brain. But because they are poor scientists, they do not know how to make a solution of the ultimate problem. They are making teeny problems, that's all. There is power shortage, all right, let us invent some substitute of petroleum. Brain is being taxed. Again it is finished, again another. Puna puna charvita charvana. But they're so dull brain, they do not raise the question that we are making solution of one problem, another problem is ready. That brain they are not. So how long we shall go on solving the problems, another problem, another problem? They will say, I don't know, you won't. He does not know that nature will not allow me to live peacefully. So he'll be in problems after problems. That is material life. Dukkhalayama Sahasana. Everything is there. You discuss only Bhagavad Gita, you get so many subject matter. To think and write. This is brain. We are solving one problem, another problem is there. Why this is happening? If there is any situation without any problem, now that is brain.
We have another practical consideration.
Huh?
We have practical consideration. We're thinking could BBT publish the journal?
Uh-huh.
BBT would publish the journal?
But whether you'll be able to publish regularly?
Quarterly.
Quarterly.
At the beginning.
Every 3 months.
Because it must be very sabhigyana. It must be very scientific.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can provide the copy work and all the graphs and things, and then they would lay it out and do it right, like with your book.
Yes, I got it. And it will give it to poverty.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
Your property.
We can also do for books here, probably.
Mm-hmm.
For the book also. Can be published by BBT, but coming out from Bhaktivedanta Institute.
But that'll be good for the institute if the name is on that book.
That's all right. But Bhaktivedanta publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can do something like that. That is all fine. But this world is a problem. But we want solution of the problem, but we do not know how to solve. Is it not? Do the scientists know?
Mm-hmm. They're trying.
Not a single problem they have solved. Can we find that this big problem they have solved?
In fact, you have said that they are creating a new problem each time.
That is the nature. You cannot solve the problem, you will create problems. If you don't live natural life, then you will create problems. Just like the other than creatures, other than human beings, they have no problem. Because they live naturally. So our human beings should also live natural life. Then his only problem with the birth date and all that he'll be able to solve. That is the difference. The birds and bees, they are living natural life, but they have no capacity to solve the problem. They are living a natural life. But the human being has the capacity to solve the problem. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. But they do not touch the real problem. They avoid it, because they cannot solve it.
They keep it for the future.
Huh?
They postpone.
That is post-dated check. You take this $1 million check. What shall I do? After millions here, you can catch. This kind of proposal. No sane mind will accept.
It's like chemical evolution. Million years, it will happen.
Billion?
Yes. In million years.
Then the answer is the chicken is better than you.
Yeah.
It can give you life within 7 days. Dr. Chicken is good. That same way. Not ordinary, but as ordinary human being will become shameful to speak something nonsense. But that same way. In Bengali, it's a dukankata. Dukankata. One man one ear was cut off. So, in order to hide his cut off ear, he was keeping this side to the liver side, and this side to the habitation side. Then again his two ears were cut off. Then there is no question of hiding. Both of them cut. So these people are Dukan cut. And both the ears cut off. There is no saying. They will go on talking all nonsense. And if they accept, they are accepted. So many millions of years have passed in the history, nobody could do that. And they are giving hope. The life will come after millions of years. So why millions? Here is a chicken, he can give life within 5 days. What credit he will get after millions of years? But they are Dukan Kata. So same way they can speak such nonsense. And he still pass on as scientist. Thi Bolshu, I think.
Thi Bolshu.
Dukan Kata. No sense. You do not feel that why you are talking nonsense. Am I right or not? Yes, it is a chicken, insignificant animal. He is giving life within 5 days, and we are talking of millions of years. And you still are a scientist, Dr. Cross.
We are going to use that example in our prison.
And the thing is that this person, they are holding the Allah Yathar Vipunivamana. A blind man, he has no eyes, and still he is leader of other men. Is it possible? A blind man, he is blind man, he has no knowledge, and still he is leading other men. This is a very dangerous person. He has no actual knowledge, simply speculating, putting theories and formulas, and their leaders have been
different. We have to stop this.
Yes, otherwise people are misled. It is not the duty of education to mislead people. Their knowledge should be given, this is knowledge. To become a great misleader and take some tattoo, that is not good.
So the morning, Srila Prabhupada was mentioning about the institute, the Vrindavan Institute. So is there anything else that the Divine Grace wants to?
There was sufficient subject matter, as I was describing, the original source of light and the planetary system, and we are going to make a planetarium. Who can say about so many planets in the sky? Who has got sufficient knowledge? They cannot even give. They think that moon is in the earth planet, but we do not think that. But still, they are unable to give sufficient knowledge about the moon. It is not vacant. It cannot be vacant. We don't find any part of the world vacant. There is vacant. This earth planet is part of the universe, and the moon is also part of the universe. If it is not vacant, how is it that can be vacant? You have got dust there, here we have got dust, you have got rock there, here we have got rock. And why is it vacant? We find in the dust also there is light. When we walk on the beach, we simply stand, there so many grabs. They're immediately flying, running. Oh, here is a man coming, entering into the hole. So So even the dust in the sand there is life, so why not there? In the water there is life, within the sand there is life, in the air there is life, everywhere there is life. Why should you hear? What is the opinion of the scientist? We are laymen talking like laymen. But why there should not be life? And in the Shastra we get this, then not only moon, every planet is full of living. Janaki. There is human being, there is animal, everything. How it can be different? God's creation?
They said they cannot see, so...
See, you cannot see your father. That does not mean there is no father who begotten. That is wrong. They cannot see, they say, do they say like that?
They cannot see that, so they cannot prove by experiment. Huh? So
what experiment?
Just from experience also.
They go and look, and that's all they can do.
Huh?
They want to go and see for themselves. So they say they've gone to the moon planet, and they say, we have not found life.
But who says that you have not gone? I have not seen you, that you have gone there. You say only. How can I believe it?
They show you pictures and it was on the TV.
That is also your mind picture. I have not gone and seen them. I cannot believe it. You say what you are. You say that you have gone to moon planet, but I am not saying that you have gone there. How can I believe?
So we'll explain that the two types of acquiring knowledge. Two different techniques.
Yes.
Now the scientists are believing their own...
That is imperfect. Inductive knowledge is always imperfect. Deductive knowledge is perfect. If it is coming from the other. Suppose man is mortal. So inductive process is that you examine every man whether he is mortal or immortal. So suppose you have sent millions of men and they are all mortal, they die. Then your conclusion is man is mortal. But I can say you have not seen a man who does not die. I can say that. So in this inductive knowledge will never always be perfect. It will never be perfect. Right? Because your examination is limited. So I can say that you have not seen the person, man. Suppose if I say you have not seen bad things, it is impossible. You have not seen asa-tama, it is impossible. So how this scientific research can be perfect in that? It is never perfect. Because we may be missing somebody who is mortal, immortal. Then your conclusion is wrong. There is no scope of studying all the living beings. There is no such scope. You have limited scope. So your seeing power is limited. How you can decide on the limited things more?
They will say, well, we have done so many good things, we have produced...
We have
so many
done nothing
things.
Good, I say. You have simply wasted time and taken public money.
Well, we have made some mistakes, but we have produced some good things in medicine, and anyway, you should accept our authority because we've done so many good things.
No, because we have done something that I accept. Just like you have done very good, 747 aeroplane, but just make a mosquito. With pilot and everything. Can you do it? Then why do you take all the credit? Take credit for 747, that's all. But when I ask you to create another plane, like fly or mosquito, you are unable to do it. Then why do you take, you know, there is no God, science is everything. Why do you say like that?
That's why we want to bring up this point that scientists, we are not claiming that you are all nonsense, that you are all good men, but you should know your limits.
So proud, falsely.
Yes.
That is all. as we see that, that there is no God, because you are accepted as authority scientist. If you say that there is no God, they will accept it. Then our back to Godhead. No mental stops. We must stop your also nonsense. It is a fight. Because you say there is no God, and you say you are a mountain, you must say. You are challenging, we must challenge. But you accept God, that left hand is nothing. I think Faraday and Newton said like that. The vast knowledge we have simply gathered, a few grains of sand on the beach of knowledge, something like that. That is good.
Yeah, humble.
That is good. And how you can say there is no God, everything is fine. And you say it in prison? That must be stopped.
This curb, this...
You take credit as much as you have done. That we are ready to do. Because you have created one aeroplane 747, therefore you can do everything. If you do not like that, that is this thing. That we cannot do.
Yes, what's that, that very concept that they will be able to do all these things? That if that is removed, then they come on the platform as...
Salesmen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking like insects.
But their inspiration is that we can always do something bigger and better than we've done before.
But still, you cannot do the finite. It is not possible, because you are finite. You are not infinite. Your knowledge is limited. You can do something up to some extent.
They'll agree that, they all agree that they are...
They are giving graph. Yes, we shall produce life. Wait for millions of years. Wait for millions. This is nonsense.
But
we'll wait for millions of years and see your cycle in this way.
Well, let's say, yes, we are finite, but we can work together, combinedly, together and make great progress, scientific progress. All working together, every nation.
You cannot do anything which is beyond your power. But you are limited. Your power is limited. That you must have. Your power is not unlimited. You are finite. That you must have.
They may say, yes, we may be limited, and our inductive process may be imperfect, but you may criticize, but you have to show us something better.
I may not know, but as I give you example, that you have manufactured 747, and God has manufactured mosquito. You do that. We have Ann Lehman, but I see that there are better manufacturers than you. I may be labor, but I can see that you cannot do it. If you say you can do it, then you are Russian. I must say that you are Russian. First of all, who can speak? You take your credit as much as you have done. But if you want to take the place of God, then you must slap you. Right or left. Because you cannot give better credit than God to anyone. That is our business. Asama Udhva. There is nobody equal to God, nobody greater than God. This is our business. So you cannot claim equal to God. No question of becoming greater than God. You cannot become even equal to God. You are always under. You admit it, then you have no problem. You admit the earth, we are under God. Then we are friends. And as soon as they say that you are equal, or greater, then you are not sure. They must expose you that you are a Russian. This is our business. Because you are servant of God, we cannot see anything blaspheming against God. That is not our business. You must have died immediately.
And that way we can help the people in general.
Yeah. Well, that's another fact. You got actually scientists, then it flow back there is gone. That is your success. Siddhanti Bhunsa, Kamakantutattava, Suttasya Sistasya, Savudvadattaya, Abhichita Arthaka. Your education has meaning when, by your education, by your scientific knowledge, you will prove that there is God, you so glorify. Then you are welcome. Then you are really scientist. And if you become a rascal, then you shall know there is no need of God. We are going to manufacture. Just wait a 1 million years. This is a proposal. I have to wait for 1 million years to see your scientific research work. And we shall allow such fools to flourish. There is nothing.
It will be a very great service to the people in general if we can drop
one. There's yet a piece. Be careful of your pocket. They'll say all bluff and take money from your pocket.
We will call it spade a spade.
Yes. What do you think? Is that right, process? Huh? Yes. So, make it magazine to expose it.
Some water from there.
Oh. Dandri Pumusatta Vasasatusava, Sishtasa. You, by your knowledge, you describe the glories of the Lord, then you are my Guru. This is your if they say, why do you bother about God? That is our, the business of human being. A human being is given the chance to understand God. And you people are stopping, putting stumbling block in his understanding of God. You are the greatest miscreant. I have got a chance to get $1 million, and if you take it, I cannot get it. How much mischievous you are for me? Is it not? What do you think?
Yes, they are stopping it.
Yes. I have got a chance to get from a friend $1 million, and he's ready. And if somebody takes it, then I may not get that $1 million. Then he's the greatest enemy.
Yes. They are stopping the benefit.
Yes. So the human life is meant for understanding God, and these rascals by all dead theories, they're stopping to understand God.
Scientists are responsible for.
Yeah. The greatest mischief maker in the name of scientific knowledge. We must fight against them. Let them admit, yes, God is supreme. Then there's no fight. But as soon as they say that there is no need of God, when science will solve everything, then they are rescued. Must have.